We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and I'm on the phone right now with Emily Skor. She's CEO of Growth Energy. Emily, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Always a pleasure.
So when we last talked during the NAFB Trade Talk event, we talked about RVOs as one of the many things we talked about, and the fact that the EPA hadn't gotten around to it yet. Well, an important deadline has passed, and you guys are intending to light a fire under them a little bit, as it was. You want to tell us a little bit about what's going on, Emily?
You're absolutely right. The deadline passed yesterday. Yesterday, EPA was supposed to finalize the renewable volume obligations for 2021. Not only did they not finalize them, we haven't even seen a draft proposal. So, you know, we are not going to let our foot off the gas. We have been pushing EPA for months to get those proposed RVOs out and finalized. So we've got some certainty going into next year about biofuel blending. So today we filed with EPA a notice of intent to sue. So it's the first step. It's a letter essentially saying we are contemplating taking legal action to make sure that you follow your statutory obligation by setting blending standards.
You know, and we've been going around in circles with the EPA and the RFS recently, and it just seems to be another nail here in the board on things that we're having to kind of grit our teeth with on them. I mean, is there any indication as to why in the world they're dragging their feet and why they're not getting out to these RVOs?
Well, so there's what's being said, and that's kind of some of the assumptions in terms of playing politics. And I think certainly leading into the election, EPA didn't want to come out with anything that would antagonize the ongoing debate between the biofuels industry and oil refiners, fossil fuels. So that's really, I think, overriding rationale was politics. And, you know, we still have 50 days before the next administration takes over. And so that's 50 days where we've got EPA still has work to do. There's no reason, absolutely no reason, why they shouldn't be getting a draft proposal out so we can start that process, the public comment period, and get that finalized as soon as we can with the new administration.
So let's play hypotheticals here. Let's say in this next 50 days, EPA comes out with a draft. And what are you hoping to see in that RVO draft?
Well, certainly we want to make sure that we have continue to see growing numbers on the advanced side that reflect the marketplace and the fact that we're making advances on our ability to produce advanced biofuels for conventional. We want to continue to see 15 billion gallons. And importantly, of course, in accounting for small refinery exemptions. That's what was included in the 2020 RVO. I think, you know, in tandem with that, we need to see some decisions on the 2019 small refinery exemptions in the 2020. As of right now, we've got 58 pending small refinery exemptions. That's a lot pending before the agency. There's a bottleneck and a backlog of activity, and we've got to start seeing some decisions being made.
Now, one thing I find it's interesting, you did mention there's 50 days until a new administration goes in here in January, but the notice of intent gives EPA 60 days to issue their RVOs. So is there any chance that if this lame duck administration decides to drag their feet on it, that in 10 days something could happen with a new administration? I know that's asking for a lot, and in Washington that's almost impossible, but is there any way of staving that off? Let's say in the 10 days a new administration comes in and says, hey, give us a little more time and we'll get this done as quick as we can.
Well, one can always say, part of the reason why it's important for us to issue this notice of intent, to make sure that the incoming administration understands this is so important that we are contemplating immediate legal action to get this done. So it's a way for us to be very transparent and very direct about the importance and the prioritization of some of the immediate actions that we need to see coming out of the next administration.
And as long as we get on that next administration, without getting entirely too political, we've had the last two EPA administrators that have been kind of flip-flopping us on RFS, and it took us a while to get E15 year-round. It took a while to finally get them to stand up to a few of these waiver requests. What's the message you're sending to a new administration as they're getting ready to take the reins finally as to what you expect and what you like to see change here coming up in January?
Well, what we expect, what we hope to see, is that you have an administrator who's going to follow the law on the RFS. And that would be entirely consistent with some of the very strong comments Mr. Biden made during the campaign and on the campaign trail. He repeatedly talked about the importance of biofuels as a linchpin for the rural economy, the importance of a strong RFS, of strong annual RVOs. And he really admonished the current EPA for their abuse of the small refinery exemptions. So, you know, that's what we expect and hope to see. And of course, the message to the incoming administrator is going to be, there are a series of things that you can do to right the ship, restore integrity to the RFS, and you do that, and you're going to be really engendering some good trust with a very important constituency. And that trust is going to be important for us to have an ongoing conversation and dialogue about bigger, longer term policy issues.
All right. Well, Emily, I thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us, and hopefully we'll have some more updates from the EPA to talk about here in the coming weeks.
Thanks, Dustin.
That again is Emily Skor, CEO of Growth Energy, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.